AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Berlin are investigating whether the man behind the wheel of a truck that slammed into a Christmas market this evening was a terrorist.
12 people were killed, about 50 were injured, several critically, when the truck plowed into the crowd. Mike Fox, a British tourist, witnessed the carnage.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police say among the dead was a passenger in the truck. He died as paramedics treated him at the scene. The truck was registered in Poland, but police are still investigating where it came from and who the driver was, and are not yet ready to say it was an act of terrorism. I'm Martin DeCaro.
An AP photographer today witnessed the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey in Ankara.
I heard minimum 5-6 shots, and people run away. I also got back. I saw a man around 28 or 30.
Hawaii's Democratic electors have cast their ballots as part of the Electoral College. Three of the four cast ballots for Hillary Clinton. One voted for Bernie Sanders for president. But it was too little, too late. Donald Trump has been formally declared the 45th president by the Electoral College. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports. Of the electors who tried to bolt in today's secret balloting, he says more defected from the Clinton camp than the Trump camp.
In Washington state, three Clinton electors voted for Colin Powell and a fourth for a foe of the Dakota Access Pipeline. In Hawaii, another voted for Bernie Sanders. In Colorado, Maine, and Minnesota, electors tried to cast votes for Sanders but were either ruled out of order or replaced by an alternate. Meantime, in Texas, one Trump elector voted for Ohio Governor John Kasich, another for 2012 GOP hopeful Ron Paul.
This is AP Radio News. There's some good news for women who suffer from ovarian cancer. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports a new drug is available to treat them.
Rubraca is one of an emerging class of drugs that blocks an enzyme that helps cells repair themselves. By doing so, it's thought to help slow tumor growth. It specifically targets a genetic mutation that's only found in some women. In testing, 54% of patients saw complete or partial shrinkage of their tumors.
North Carolina legislators have struck a deal to kill the state law widely reported as the bathroom bill. After AP correspondent Jonathan Drew reports, it generated a lot of backlash.
There's been quite an economic backlash. Several companies have said that they are not expanding in the state, which would have brought the state jobs because of the law. The ACC and the NCAA are relocating events from the state that would have had a big economic impact. So there's been pressure to repeal the law for a while.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.